ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय। November 15th of 2013 in Krishna Balar Mandir, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Verse 12. Kim va yogena sankena nyasa svadhyaya yor api kim va shrayo biranyaischa Nayatratma pradohari Kim va yogena sankena Nyasa svadhyaya yorapi Kim va shrayo biranyaischa Nayatratma pradohari Kim va yogena sankena Nyasa svadhyaya yorapi Kim va shrayo biranyaischa Nayatratma pradohari Hari Kim va yogena sankena Nyasa svadhyaya yorapi Kim va yogena sankena Nyasa svadhyaya yorapi Kim va yogena sankena Nasa svadhyaya yorapi Kim va shrayo biranyaischa Nayatma bharari Maharajis Kim va yogena sankena Nasa svadhyaya Synonyms. Kim, what is the use? Va, or. Yogena, by mystic yoga practice. Sankhena, by the study of Sankhya philosophy. Nyasa, by accepting. Sannyas. Svadhyaya yo, and by study of Vedic literature. Api, even. Kim, what is the use? Va, or. Shayobhi, by auspicious activities. Anyai, other. Cha, and. Na, never. Yatra, where? Atma prada, first full satisfaction of the self. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless, be they mystic yoga practice, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of sannyas, or the study of Vedic literature. All these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, all of these processes are useless. Purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 24, verse 109, it is said, Bhukti vina kevala jnani mukti nahi hoi, bhakti sadhana kare ye prapta brahma loi. Persons do not take to devotional service, but take to other practices such as analytical study of the material elements, the distinction between matter and spirit, mystic yoga system. They are beneficial only insofar as they are complementary to devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore told Sanatana Goswami that without a touch of devotional service, jnana, yoga, and Sankhya philosophy cannot give one the desired results. The impersonalist wish to merge into the Supreme Brahman. However, merging into the Supreme Brahman also requires a touch of devotional service. The absolute truth is realized in three phases: in personal Brahman, Paramatma, and Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these require a touch of devotional service. Sometimes it's actually seen these Mayavadis also chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, although their motive is to merge into the Brahman effulgence of the Absolute. The yogis also at times take to the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but their purpose is different from that of the bhaktas. In all processes, karma, jnana, or yoga, bhakti is required. That's the purport of this verse. End of the purport. Vrindavane ramanareti prasiddhabhumo tatrapi krishna balarama supadamule jnanam param paramay krishna sudharma chuktam dandasta deva prabhupada namo namaste. Sangasara dukkha jalado paditasya kama krodadi nakramakarai kavali kritasya durvashana nikaditasya narasriyasya chaitanya chandram madehi padavalambam jaladara shashivarno gopavesha kishoro sahachara gana vrindai kridamana vrjay sho natabara jitave sho nilapitam varadyo jagada janana he to ramakrishna nato asmi Vanchakalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhivacha Pritanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, transcendental practice that don't ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless. Be they mystic yoga practices, analytical study of matter, severe austerity, acceptance of sannyas, study of Vedic literatures. All these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, all these processes are useless. All right. Koi baat nahi. Hari Bol. In the 11th canto, chapter 14, I think it's verse number 20. It's a famous verse. Nasadiyate mam yogo na sankhyam dharma uddhava na svadhyayas tapas tyago yatha bhaktir mamurjita. I cannot be controlled by nasadiyati, by sadhana practices. Saddhana iti sadhana. Your eternal wealth is your spiritual practices. Yet, that doesn't control Krishna. Nasadiyati mam yogo na sankhyam. Neither by discriminating the material elements. There's 24 material elements along with the super soul, is the 25th element. Described by Kapila Muni, third canto Bhagavatam. But that doesn't bring Krishna under control. Na sankhyam. Dharma, or religious activities following your varnashrama institution of practice. When Ramananda Rai approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Then Mahaprabhu asked him, what is the essence of devotional service? And he quoted from the famous verse, Padma Purana. Varnashrama charavata purushena padapuman Vishnu aradyate panta nanyatta toshakaranat. Krishna is achievable by practice of the Varnashram system. Nothing else is used in like that. So Mahaprabhu said, Ihabaya, this is external. So Mahaprabhu rejected it, that was external. That's not enough. Na sankyam, dharma uddhava. Dharma means religious activities, varnashram. Or dharma is also referred to as occupational activity, proper execution of occupational activity, like that. Na sankyam, dharma uddhava. Na svadhyayas, or by reading a lot of shastra. That's also mentioned in Mundaka Upanishad. Nayam atma pravachanena labhya. A person does not get it by hearing a lot. Like that. Nayam pravachanena labhya. Namedaya, not by your brains. Bahuna shrutena, or hearing a lot. Yama vaisase vrinate tena labhya. Supreme Lord is covered by these things. Tasyaitma atma. But he's awarded to somebody whom the personality of Godhead chooses. Vivranate tunam shram. He reveals his own form to him. So it basically means that we have to attract him. I always joke that you can call Krishna Bhaiya, brother. It doesn't mean he'll call you Bhaiya. That's actually the goal of the coward boys, that Krishna will call us Bhaiya, you know. Sometimes out of his kindness he does so, but even if he does so, we still have a lot of work to do, you know. He remains the Supreme Personality. He's our brother, but he remains the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's interesting. So, nasvadhyayas tapastyago yata bhaktur mamurjata. I am not brought under control as much as in devotional service does. Now, Krishna does not award devotional service to people sometimes, because by that devotional service, Krishna becomes controlled. So the whole month of Kartik is meant to try to follow in the footsteps of Yasoda Ma and bring Krishna under control by love. As Hare Bhakta Kalpalatika, fifth cluster, says about Mother Yasoda, Aho Matura Damna. It's astonishing that his mother was able to bind him up. Hari Rabut. Svabhava Premno Yam. Prabhamapi Vashi Karayatiyat. Her love brings the Supreme Lord under control. Now, in discussion about Kaliya Daman Leela, when Krishna chastised the snake, Kaliya, in the waters of Yamuna, it says, very interesting sloka. It says, Tapo dharaman karaman tadapi madari po pada bhajane. Austerity, tapo dharaman, religiosity, karma, activities, tadapi madari po pada bhajane, in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lotus feet. Bhavanti pratyaha, they can make the heart hard. Naiyatat sadhana vidhi, but not the activities of practice. Vijanate bhebe, even though they didn't know that. Vihitamataya, their mind was not absorbed in that. Not vijavara, prove that they were not the best of Brahmins. Vihinas, without that, without their lakshana, without their qualities. Tatpatnya, their wives, prabhuchadara annam yadabhajan, offered four kinds of foodstuffs at Krishna's lotus feet to worship him, like that. So that's interesting. That's an interesting verse from Hari Bhakta Kalpalatika, fifth cluster, to contemplate. That it's not the item, the dravya, that it's the love behind the dravya. We try to offer the best we've got, but basically every 30 years it's going to hell. You know, the item is not the same. Like, I always laugh and joke that the older generation, you know, Jadwita Maharaj said, We don't need more renunciates. We need grandfathers and grandmothers. That's what we need. Because they will help the younger generation get together. However, you know, when the older generation are elderly, they're 80 years old, pushing 90, like that, and the grandchildren are trash, and things are very expensive, they give up their body happily. Like that. Just throw it in the Yamuna. Just like I have hypothyroidism. The thyroid gland is lazy. It's in charge of metabolism. It doesn't work. So one wife of one sadhu, friend of mine, in Central Europe goes, must be able to do something for the hypothyroidism. I said, yeah, tolerate it for 25 years, throw the body in the Yamuna. Basically, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is referring to Jal Samadhi. When the body is no longer useful, it can be thrown into the river and we're free of our burden. I literally have to fight every year the trustees to attend Narmada Maharaj's Samadhi Festival, Disappearance Festival. And knowing that I have to fight, you know, for my father, you know, Narmada Maharaj was like father. Bhimadas said 56. I thought he was 53 when he joined. Turns out, Bhimadas said he was 56. Could be. He left in Vrindavan in 2006 at the age of 79. Like that. And Narmada Maharaj was our father. There was one devotee that I trained in the production of BBT. He was always complaining to me about, Maharaj is so tough on my expenses and this and that and everything. And I said, he's Papa. He's our father. He can do whatever he likes. But the same, see, I was smart. I knew when to approach him. See, his father made him a businessman, and he was the terror of the office. We had 17 people. And from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, everybody was scared of him. And they would do their work, really expert. But from 1 o'clock, he would read Srimad Bhagavatam, and he would become like Karna in giving. You know, he'd become so happy. You could get anything you wanted from him. And that's when I would go to give my expenses or, you know, price books. Or if I had problems with production, then he would sort it out. Get on the phone and blast these people. He'd tell stories. Oh, man, he would tell interesting stories of Mahatma Gandhi and Nellore and that in the 40s and like that. Maharaj was really cool. He would tell a lot of interesting stories. He was really neat. At his first Tirubhava Utsav, when we had here in the Goshala, some grapplers came from Nellore to pay him homage. He was a wrestler in his high school days. We didn't know that, you know. They came to pay him homage. They came to pay him homage, you know, because he was a wrestler. And he was big. He was like this wide. And he fasted his way down to skin and bones. And he was extremely determined. So I remember going to visit him in Keshav Kunj. Maharaj, why you want to leave? You know, why don't you stay with us for some time? Drink some juice. Stay with us. And he showed me a bottle of juice about 4 or 5 months ago, brought by one devotee. And he said, I have 10 diseases. Gopal Krishnamurti would come to try to preach to him. And he would eat something. And then after Gopal Krishnamurti would leave, he would go back to fasting. That was the way he was. And he fasted his way down to skin and bones. I washed his body and dressed it up before we put it in the samadhi. You know. Skin and bones. And I thought, wow, what made him such a devotee that he would fast his way out? Bhimadas quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, when the body is no longer useful, you reduce the food and water. So I was saying, Maharaj, why don't you drink some juice and stay with us? He said, I have 10 diseases headed by Parkinson's, fighting by supremacy, for supremacy. I want out. You pray to Krishna to take me this, Kartik. I want out. Very interesting. So he fasted his way out. And he insisted, no sugar, nothing should be in my charanamrit that I drink. Only water. So I was giving him a liter of charanamrit for my deities every day. And later on he says, we've got enough. He was drinking only a half a glass in the morning and a half a glass at night. And he fasted his way down to skin and bones. And I was thinking, wow, Will we do that when we leave this world? You know? Sadhu Margana Gamanam. Sadhu Vartma Anuvartante. We have to follow in the path of sadhus. So it means nothing is interesting anymore in the body. Just throw it in the river. I was thinking, what is the use of the samadhis? The body samadhis. If you're going to forget us, you better start early. Just tie a rock in the body, throw it in the Yamuna. Forget about it. Cheap and best. It saves about 1,600 rupees worth of wood, you know. Cheap and best. The turtles finish the rest, you know. It's good. So I've got some verses for you to prove this. From Sharanagati, chapter 5, section 5. Song number 3, shloka number 7. Diktara Krishna Seva Shravana Kirtan. This is Bhakti Pratikula Bhava, Bhajanangikara section. The bhajan is called Vishaya Bimuda R Mayabadi Jon. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if I have to choose between the Mayabadis and the Vishayis, I'll take the Vishayis, the materialistic people, because they can be purified over time, whereas the Mayavadi can't, you know, like this. So he was criticizing, Diktara Krishna Seva Shravana Kirtan Krishna Anga Bhadra Hoya Tahara Stavan. Phi and his pretense of so-called service to Krishna, Phi and his pretense of engaging in so-called hearing and chanting of Krishna's glories, his recitation of prayer strikes the body of Krishna with blows more cruel than thunderbolts. It's interesting. Diktara Krishna Seva Shravana Kirtan. Interesting shloka. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 4, verse number 19. Tavad brahma katha vukti padavi tavan natiki bhavet. Tavat chapi vishun kalatvam ayate noloka vidastiti. Yavat chastra vidimimita kalakalo nana bhair vartmasu. Sri Chaitanya padambuja priyajano yavan. Nadragotara. Talk of impersonal liberation will not become bitter. See, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad's Chaitanya Chandramatam. It's actually, this is Chaitanya Chandramatam. It has five different meters. Each shloka in five different meters. So it's a little difficult to chant. It's not easy. And of them, in Chaitanya Manjari, Gangadas, Ganga's grammar teacher, wrote a book called Chandom Munjari. And in the dimensions, there are 108 known ragas, known meters of verses. And of them, 13 are really famous. So, interestingly, talk of impersonal liberation will not become bitter. The shackles of blind adherence to social and Vedic convention will not become losers. Tumultuous debate of Vedic scholars on the merits of various useful spiritual path will continue as long as the devotee is like a bumblebee drinking the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's lotus eyes, does not appear before the eyes. Kvathavada vairagyam kvachavishaya vartasu narakeshu evodvega kvasu vinaya baramapurya lahori tata kvathavada tejo logikam atamaha bhagi bhakti padavi Faisa va sambhavya ya avakalitam gorad gatishu. The next verse, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad says, where is renunciation? Where is the tranquil indifference to the temptations of sense pleasure or the torments of hell? Where are great waves of humbleness? Where is uncommon prowess? Where is the path of intense devotion? Where are these virtues present in the same way they're present in those who have made Gora their goal of their life? In one sense, renunciation and austerities without devotional mood makes the heart hard, Jayavadharma says. On the other hand, in relation to Lord Krishna, such activities are okay. So Jayavadharma mentions that. These are some points to mention, to give to devotees. So we're not interested in these things. However, in relation to Krishna, they're not bad. They're okay, you know. renunciation, austerity, charity. Now it mentions in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18 verse 5 that karmas tapas tyago yatha bhavanani manishanam. One should give up austerity, charity, yagya tapa yagya dana tapo karma na tyagyam karyam eva tat yagya karma dana pastaiva bhavanani manishanam. It says that acts of austerity, charity, and renunciation is never to be given up, because they purify even the great souls. So in relation to Krishna, things should not be given up. Yet it can make the heart hard. You have to have devotional goal as the solution, as the goal of your work, as the goal of your charity. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he encouraged his householders to give charity to worthy people, because if they're not, if they don't develop a habit, they won't give charity to Lord Vishnu also. That was an interesting comment, you know. So sometimes things are necessary to keep it in relation to Krishna, like that. So my sannyas guru, while I was traveling with him doing parikrama, we used to do half a day parikrama, half of a day. We were living in the Govardhan palace, and we would do half on one day and half of the Govardhan on the other. So once he stopped in Uddhav Kund, and he gave a donation to the pujari there. And he asked me, do you know why I'm giving him a donation? Because he doesn't ask for it. That was a very interesting comment. There's a lot of professional beggars on Govardhan path, like that. They're professional beggars. So, like that. And some guy was even telling me, Patri was telling me, they even got a scam nowadays that they're even claiming to have leprosy, but actually they don't. it's just a big scam to extort from the people, you know, some money or something like that. Just like the kids at the, or some lady with a kid, you know, at the streetlights or something like that. And you ask them, Why did you have this child if you're not going to take care of it? Why do you have this child if you're not going to take care of it? In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 24, Verse 9, Bali Maharaj quotes from Prahlad Maharaj. See, he was arrested by the ropes of Varuna when he didn't fulfill his promise. He promised to Vamandev 3 steps of land. So in 2 steps, Vamandev took everything. So Garuda arrested him and said, you're a cheater, you're a liar. You promised 3 steps. And so Bali said, the possessor of the land is more valuable than the land itself. I'm not a cheater. I'll fulfill my promise. Put his last step upon my head. So it was very interesting. So that's really interesting. So now Bali Maharaj quoted Prahlad Maharaj because Prahlad Maharaj was more influential in his education than even his father Virochana, who was a big Shaivite, but he ended up getting benedictions anyway, all because of Prahlad Maharaj and because of Bali. Interesting. See, Prahlad Maharaj, he's a Mahajan, but he couldn't change the mind of even Virochana, his son. He did a lot with his grandson, Bali, but he couldn't, you know, he couldn't make his son Virochana devotee. Interesting. Even if you're a Mahajan, even if you're a great soul. Interesting. There is no guarantee. Bali Maharaj says, Kim atmananina jahati vantata? What is the use of this body that leaves its owner at the time of death? Kim riktaharai svajanakya dasyubi? What are the use of the relatives? Simply plunders, steal all the money that could be used for Krishna. Prabhupada's giving in the lecture, he says, if a burglar comes, you call the police. If your spouse and child comes, this is love. The male child picks the mother's pocket, female child picks the father's pocket. Legalized burglar. So one god brother, he's 53, he says, in a lecture, he says, I'm 53. and my mother is 85, and I'm still picking her pocket. You know, it just goes on, you know, until death. Because parent is always parent, you know, like that. I have a godbrother, lives in Jacksonville, Florida. He must be pushing 70. And he's still my father, you know. When he sees me, he still relates to me like child, you know. And you could be, you know, I'm 57 years old, like that. But the child always remains the child. No matter what, your parent could be 70 or 80 years old, child remains a child. It's just the way nature of relationships. It's just the nature of relationships. And you have to accept it. Yeah, you know, I'm his child. End of story, you know. Like that. You just have to accept it. So devotion is important. It's not the dravya, it's not the item that you give the Supreme Lord. It's the love behind the item. Now, I always joke that Krishna is not interested in what you give him. He wants what's behind your back. Your kam, krodha, loba, moha. He wants that. When you start to give that to him, then he becomes very friendly. And he helps the living entity. Like that. And he's extremely friendly by nature. And he's very kind by nature. You just have to beg for it. That's all. Because it's very difficult for the Supreme Lord to grant devotion. Because if he grants devotion, he's going to come under the control of that devotion. So he's very hesitant to grant it. Very hesitant to grant it. Like that. So, it means, if he's hesitant, it means you have to beg. And we're nothing compared to the previous acharya's ability. Just like recently, I was appreciating, I have about 3-4 Sanskrit pramanams I need, and I've been looking for it, and I'm not getting it. So, in Tulsi Kavacham, Shloka 13 or Shloka 18, Lord Shiva tells Skanda, his son, whatever you want, you can get it from Tulsi Devi. Don't doubt it. So you can get anything you want from her. So Sriji, Srimati Radharani, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Gayatri Mantra Artha Deepika. The lamp, the mirror that shines the effulgence on the Kama Gayatri. Kama Gayatri is 24 and a half months. But he says, I count 25 syllables. But my predecessor Acharya must not be wrong. What is the use of my life? He was ready to fast and give up his life. So Sriji Radharani became so concerned about that, at 11 o'clock at night, she told him the pramanam. She said, when a consonant is followed by a vowel, it's considered a half syllable. Now, you can go at 6 o'clock in the morning, go to the library, and you'll see the pramanam. It's in a specific book, Vyakarana, grammar book. And you'll see the pramanam there. Now, give up your fasting and lamentation now. It's 11 p.m. at night. Sriji is insisting. Give up your fasting and lamentation now. And I thought, wow. What is devotion is there, must be there. His desire must be so strong and his qualities must be so good that it impelled Radharani to come and give him not only the pramanam, but tell him where he could find it also. That is cool. So I prayed to Vrindarani, when will that time come? And she came in the heart, she says, but you can't imitate your previous acharyas. And I says, Anukarana is imitation. Anusaranas follow in their footsteps. We have to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. And she came in there, she goes, it takes purity. When were you going to surrender? I have no idea. Everybody can do it a little better than they did yesterday. You know, it's like, we have to beg. We have to beg. And we have to beg. They can give it if they desire to give it. In Tulsi Kavacham, it says, Vedavadinam. She gives Vedanam, Vedavadinam. For those who seek the Vedas, she gives that, you know? It's interesting. Another verse, when I was opening one Tulsi temple in Bali, there was 108 names of Tulsi we were doing a yajna. And of them, of those 108 names of Tulsi, then from Tulsi, Astatara Satanamavali, a necklace of 108 names. One of them was Satya Sanjay.
truthful to what is promised. If the Vedas promise it, she'll back it. She'll stick it up, you know, she'll back it up like that. So she is truthful to what is promised. It's promised in the Vedas, she's truthful to that. She'll back it up. So basically, Dake, it was interesting. Srila Vamsidas Babaji, somebody asked him, how do you get prema? And he said, Dake, you have to beg. That's all. You didn't get it? Beg a little more. There was the wife of this pundit friend who was on Skype with me, asking me the questions about, should be able to do something about the hypothyroidism. He's got a wife. This software developer is a wife and two legalized burglars. So in Central Europe, and it says in Shloka 17 of Tulsi Kavacham, Sri Kamo Vishnuge Hecha, if you need wealth, chant this stotra in Vishnu's temple. I chanted in my puja room for 40 days, Tulsi Kavacham, but I didn't get it. And I said, beg a little more. You have to beg a little more. As Mahadyuti Das used to say, nicely, that the wheel that squeaks the loudest is the first one to get creased. Interesting. You know, and I said, you have to become internal. If Krishna gives you all your desires, maybe you'll stop begging. So Krishna will give it to you piecemeal. Step by step, he'll give it to you. Him or Tulsi Rani will not give you everything at once. Piecemeal. You have to beg it. To continue to beg. That's all. Another thing is that you have to look internally. Why it doesn't happen to me? You take obstacles and turn it to opportunities. As the joke is there, that if you have, life gives you lemons, make lemonade and offer it to Krishna. You know, take obstacles and turn it to opportunities. Must be something we can do, you know, like that. Take an obstacle and turn it to an opportunity. So that's a Vaishnava and Vaishnavi of substance. Mm-hmm. So we'll take questions now to serve the devotees. We got some time before the bell rings. Yes, Prabhu? Yes. Ooh.
The question, Hare Krishna, should devotee, when he approach the Lord and he want to ask from him something, beg for something, should he ask what he really wants, like to become temple president and to have big car or flat, or should he pray what is proper, devotional service, salvation, and this? What do you think?
Famous verse is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17. In that chapter, I think it's shloka number 29. It says there, it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhyalila chapter 5. It says that, Satyam deshat yartato artato nrinam, naivartato yat punarartatama yata, svayama vidate bhagavan anichatam, ichapidanam. If a devotee approaches the Supreme Lord for the fulfillment of some material desires, he may undoubtedly fulfill that, but not in such a way that caused the devotee to ask for more and more. But even without asking, the Lord awards the shade of his lotus feet. Even without asking, he's very merciful. Like that. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 5. Jadwaita Maharaj gave it to me. I'm a vigya. I know. Like that. Vishaya kena deva. Why should we give this materialist material enjoyment? Svacharanamrita diya vishaya bulaiva. We'll give the shade of our lotus feet. He'll forget his material enjoyment. See, the thing about that is that Krishna knows everything. You see? What's interesting is to offer the prayers of the previous acharyas in this connection. My dear Lord, I should be asking this. I'm very foolish, you know. I'm asking for this. I want this. Actually, I should be asking that, you know. See, this way, you're getting both. You're getting both in. The Supreme Lord is within the heart. He knows everything. He knows what you want and what you need. So sometimes devotees don't ask anything because Krishna will give them whatever they want. I only get the slaps I deserve. Karmadi nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. Brahma Samhita says the karma is nirdahati. Whatever I get is going to be reduced, you know, like that. So, but there are very many famous prayers. My dear Lord, I should pray for you for pure devotional service. I'm very foolish. You know, I'm asking for this, that, the other thing, you know, and whatever it is, you know. So you get both. Two with one. Buy one, get one free, you know. So, and the Supreme Lord, yeah, basically the idea of it is it's sambandha. The Supreme Lord knows everything, but in your relationship, you have the right to ask. Now, man proposes, God disposes. You can ask for whatever you want. It doesn't mean he's going to give it, you know. You can ask him, but it doesn't mean he's going to give it. He's going to give it, you know. Because if he gives it, then you may ask more, you know, like that. So as the Srimad Bhagavatam shloka is quoted, I think it's 5:17:19, like that. He may give it, but not in such a way that he asks for more. But, you know, like that. So if you have to, best is to offer the prayers in disciple succession that somebody else offered. That expresses your heart. And it's good, because Krishna already accepted that. Just like Kunti's Vandana, in first canto, chapter 8, at the end of her prayers, shloka 43, it says that the Supreme Lord heard her prayers offered with love and smiled. And that smile was very captivating. So Krishna's already accepted these prayers. Many of these prayers, the previous acharyas, Krishna's already accepted them. So that's called sadhumarga anugamanam, to offer their prayers. And if their prayer speaks exactly what's in your heart, what's on your mind, then that's not bad. Now, at the same time, we should not expect. They expect. They would like. When you're asking for some blessing, you would like to get it. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. We have to think why it's not coming. Maybe Krishna will give it piecemeal. You know, and then, because otherwise you'll stop digging, you know. Like that. So basically, yeah, one should offer the previous acharyas and expect that Krishna will give it piecemeal to us. If we mention the verses of the previous acharyas that deal with what our mind is, our heart is, then that's even better than saying it in your mother tongue and offer it to the Supreme Lord. Although he does know everything. He knows all tongues of all animals. As described, Krishna and Balaram's guru, Sandipani Muni, taught him, one of the 64 arts that he taught him was to understand the language of the animals. So they understand all languages, even the animals, even the language of the animals. Krishna and Balaram understood everything. They understand everything, you know, you just talk with them. Well, they tell you everything. Orca.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you was speaking about Lord Chaitanya inquiring from Ramananda Rai. So you know, like Swarup Damodar was like very close to Lord Chaitanya. Like he knew Lord Chaitanya's mind. But Lord Chaitanya decided to ask Ramananda Rai about the most confidential service or the highest service. Is it because that Lalita, Swarup Damodar, who is Lalita, has a fiery nature, and Vishakha, who is Ramananda Rai, has a soft and sweet nature like Radharani?
Maybe yes, maybe no. maybe he avoided Swarup Damodar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not do anything without these two. So in one sense, we should accept that both of them have a flavor that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked. At the same time, see, the thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes to get it through the mouth of his devotee. He's doing everything. As the Southern Declension of Mukundamala Stotra, you won't find the BBT edition, says, Yata kritama yada kara syami tat sarvam yan maya kratom tvaya kratom, twofold a book, twameva madhusudana. Oh, killer of the demon Madhu, whatever I can do, will ever be able to do, is not done by me, but by you. So Krishna does everything, you know, like that. But he likes to hear it through the mouth of his devotee. In Harinama Chantamani, Gauranga is asking questions to Haridas Thakur about the chanting of the holy name. And Haridas Thakur says, ah, everything is known to you, and you're making me dance, you know, you're making me speak, you know, like that. So you're giving me intelligence to make me speak, like that. So Ramananda Rai knows that whatever I will say, he's giving it. He's giving it anyway, you know, like that. I'm just setting an example, performing the role to answer the question like that. It's nice. We should not discriminate in one sense. Both are sweet. Lalita Devi's a little hot. Now, and Vishakha's very calm and peaceful. Vishakhaṁ kṣekṣāli vitarana guru tvevitam. She teaches the divine couple a lot of interesting things. Like that, Vishakha Devi. You know, Lalita's hot. Still, at the same time, Radharani depends a lot on Lalita's for her kindness. Now, Lalita's, she's one of the oldest of all the gopis. She's like eternally 27 years old. When Sriji is like pushing 15 eternally, you know? So Lalita Devi is considered one of the oldest of Sriji's associates. One of the oldest of all the gopis, Varya gopis, of all the exalted gopis. Lalita is considered one of the oldest. It's pretty interesting stuff. Orkya, over here.
Maharaj, 18th chapter and shloka number 5, yajna, dana, tapa should not be stopped. So here, yajna sacrifice means japa yajna, or the sacrifice the sadhus perform this sacrifice.
Yajna, in this sense, could be karmakandic yajna, could be ritualistic yajna. Now, what is very interesting is in the end of the 8th canto, it says if you have to do anything ritualistic, if you remember Vamana Deva, then that result will come. Even if there's some problem in the chanting of the mantras, mantras, tantras, chidram, like that, even if there's ucharanam, just like, for example, almost every day during Tulsi Kirtan, you know, old habits die hard. People are the leader, as well as the kirtan, as well as some of the people, they do mistakes in ucharana speech. And, whoo, hurts the ears. Just like I remember in the 1970s, Sambat Kumar Bhattacharya in Frasertown, Bangalore, big Sri Vaishnava Pandit, Brahmin, Prabhupada really liked him. And he came and installed the deities in Hyderabad in 75. And Prabhupada said he's one of the last real Brahmins in India. So he taught Yasodhanandan and Guru Kripa how to chant Brahma Samhita. So they announced to the crowd, they're going to chant Brahma Samhita. And everybody goes, ooh, ooh, and so stay and listen to it. And when they were chanting, then they would go, you know, you know, the ucharana, lack of ucharana hurt their ears, you know. Stuff. A lot of times, see, there was a funny story, was Tamalkrishna Maharaj and Jayananda Prabhu took initiation at the same time, second initiation at the same time. So Tamalkrishna Maharaj, as everybody knows, was a firecracker. He was heavy. So when Prabhupada initiated him and Jayananda Prabhu in San Francisco, then Jayananda goes, I'll never be able to remember this. Can I come at noon and chant this in front of your holiness to see if I'm chanting all right? Yeah, you can come. So he came at noon. So chant, Prabhupada said. So chant. So they chanted it, and Prabhupada shook his head. You Westerners will never get it. That's okay. Krishna knows what you're trying to say. So I think, all right, there's mistakes in chanting all the time. During Tulsi Vandana, you know, during Tulsi Arati, they do. They make the some pranashanti pradakshina. They make that mistake. And chapapani, sinful people, circumambulating her becoming pure. They put pavrakapani, chapapani. Chapapani is pavrakapani, the waters of material existence. It's not what she's smart. She knows what she's trying to, she knows what we're trying to say, you know. And she's extreme, she's more kinder than Krishna is, actually. Very difficult, Bhimadeva says, first canto, chapter 9, verse 46. Very difficult to ascertain the plan of the personality of Godhead. Great sages and saintly persons inquire exhaustively. They're bewildered. So, but Tulsi Rani is Jagadatri, the mother of the universe. And a child can ask his mother. And she comes, she's just like Krishna. She'll do like Paramahamsa. She's everywhere. And you ask her a question any time and she's ready. And that is really interesting. She's better than your biological mother. She'll sweet talk you. She'll blast you. She'll, you know, she knows everything. And she's in the heart. She knows everything. And it's very lovely. If you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother, you know. And it's amazing, actually. I was doing something, you know, on email, something like that. And my Lord Dauji goes, "You're dying!" So in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 103, it says, Sriyam dehi jasho dehi kirtam ayush tatha sukha balin pushtam tatha dharama tulosi tvam prasidame. O Tulsi, 20 from Padma. O Tulsi, please award me wealth, yasha, fame, kirtam, effulgence, ayush, duration of life, tatha sukha, and happiness, balam, strength, pushtim, nourishment, tatat tarama, and religiosity, tulosi tvam prasidame. So, she's Jagadatri. She knows everything, and she increases the ayush, to worship everybody. It's described that sarvaso bhagyavardhani, she increases everybody's good fortune. So, I asked her, "Mother, am I dying soon? I thought the astrologer said I'm dying around 2038. She came in there, she says, "Nah, you're not dying now." He's frustrated. "You're not spiritual enough." 2 points I got from that. That everybody should be a little bit more spiritual than they were yesterday. And don't blow Balarama's mind. Don't agitate his mind because he's very heavy. Baladikam balam viduhu. He is heavy. When he wanted to chastise in Merut, Dinabandhu didn't see, but I asked Sanaksanathan did see. It says that even now in Hastinapur, which is Merut, you know, you can see the lines where Dauji threatened to drag the whole city into the Ganga. So Dinabandhu said he didn't see that, but Sanaksanathan said, "I did." Interesting that. And Dauji manifested a form 10 times bigger and normal, and he dropped his plow into the city, and he dragged it, and he said, he ordered Ganga Devi, "Kill everybody except Lakshmana and Samba." And all the Praja were, "Aah!" They were crying like this, and so the Kauravas brought Lakshmana and Samba, like that, Samba with Lakshmana behind him, and presented him to Dauji, and Dauji accepted. He was very graceful, accepted it. All right. And then they gave a big dowry for her, like that, and they went back. Dauji, they were complaining, and the Yadus said, "We should go and attack them." "Nah," Dauji said, I'll be diplomatic. We'll go there. We'll execute diplomacy." So they put Dauji in a nice garden outside, in a guest house outside the city, and greeted him and this and that. And then when he spoke what they wanted, Maharaj Ugrasena is asking for Samba and Lakshmana. He goes, "Now the feet want to rise to the head." He said, "By the Yadu dynasty, I've got the symbols of royalty only because of laws." So the Kaurav said, "We don't want to do that." So then Balaram got very angry. He said, "Look, you don't care for Maharaj Ugrasena? You don't care for Krishna? It also means you don't care for me either." Balaram became very angry, and he struck at the ground with his plowshare and threatened to pull the whole city. So Dauji is really heavy. don't blow his mind. And also he punched out the teeth of the king of Kalinga, who was smiling at him. And also Dowji, with his club, playing chess, he hit Rukmi on the head and killed him at the time of marriage of his granddaughter with Krishna's grandson. Interesting stuff. Don't make Balaram angry. He's a heavy guy, you know. He does it really well, you know. And he's in charge of the Sandini potency, the existential energy of Krishna. If his devotee needs something, then Balaram will ask Mangal Devi to help him out. I remember in a dream, I was in Florida visiting with some disciple, and Mangal Devi came in my dream, and she said, "Stick to your powders," and disappeared. Then my dream broke, and I thought, Mangal Devi, who was her? And I Googled and got Mangal Devi was a name for the tantric deity in Assam. I know that. I've been in that city. Durga. Why would she come? I didn't worship her or beg from her. Oh, it must be good for Harinam. And Dowji must have told her, fix his problems. So when I went on Puri Parikrama, coming up, 7,000 devotees there. Pretty nice. It turns out that Mangal Devi in Puri is the Karaka of Lord Balarama. Balarama told her, fix his problem. You know, I haven't got a picture of her. I should. Mangal Devi, I should get a photo of her. She's pretty cool, you know, like that. Durga, sweet side. My Sanskrit pundit godbrother, Mukunda Dutta, he's neat. He said, every lady has her eight-arm form. Pretty funny. Pretty funny guy. Like that. Or kya?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. As you mentioned about the...
Hey, it's 9:11.
9:10.
Huh? 9:10. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
You mentioned about the Tulsi Kavacham. So every devotee can chant the Tulsi Kavacham. What should be the... they should chant three times a day or single time a day, like that.
Tulsi Kavacham is chanted. When you're memorizing it, you chant it as many times to memorize it. And after you memorize it, you chant it once. It says in Shloka 12, Udyantam Chandakiranam Upastaya Kratanjali Tulsi Kanane Tishtan Asano Va Japeridam. In the early morning rising sun, facing the east, in a forest of Tulsi, standing or sitting, chant this Kavacham. So, if you're not in a warm climate, face east in your temple room and chant Tulsi Kavacham. And then she's everywhere. You can chant it anywhere and think of her anywhere, and she's there, right next to you, like that. It's called Shiksha Anusara Vartma. When you follow the essence of their instructions, you are their Anuga. You're their follower. Shiksha or Diksha, doesn't matter. You are their Anuga, their follower. Hare Krishna.